This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live tomorrow's news tonight from Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet streaming online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women and all those National Guardsmen that are out there, as well as the EMTs, the firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, and maintenance and janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, most of everybody I just told you about is working as normal because they got contracts that have to be met. Now, a special shout-out goes to all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the original Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and let's not forget about that one. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start the program tonight with my buddy Dave Costa, the renegade aviator. He has come out with an idea, and I'm going to lay this down to start the show and see what the people think. Here we go.
All you peon elected employees, before you have the gall to tell an entrepreneur that they can't earn a living through their business, before you have the gall to tell an employee that needs their paycheck each and every week that they can't go and earn a living, before you do that, if you want to call yourself a so-called leader, here's what you need to do. And ladies and gentlemen, make this video go viral. You need to forego all pay, all benefits, just like everybody else. You need to start that first. Politicians, elected employees, forego your pay. That means you, governor. That means you, mayor. That means you, congressman, state representative. Whoever you think you are, you go without pay first. David Costa, the renegade aviator. See ya!
I love it. And that's the way we're starting. And we're going to ask the audience all night long how they feel about that. Because, hey, they want us to stop work. They want us to shelter in place. Okay. How about they give up their pay?
Well, you know, what Mr. Costa is talking about there is I think, a real...
Just call him Dave. He'd want you to do that.
Okay. Well, I think Dave, what Dave is talking about there, Captain, is people across the highways and byways are absolutely just bewildered by what they see happening around them, with the forced shutdown of so much of the economy, honestly. And yes, I think they would wonder, what if the elected officials had to deal with exactly the same turmoil? In other words, would they get this problem solved faster? Would they pass the stimulus bill faster if they knew that their livelihood depended on it? That kind of thing.
There is a massive overreaction by government going on right now because of the fear factor, the lawsuit factor, the political correctness, whatever you want to call it, okay? A massive overreaction going on right now because 85,000 people who tested positive for the virus, of the 85,000 people, only 15% of them have some or very little symptoms or signs.
Well, right, and this is why, you know, we're learning about how the this virus behaves and what to expect literally little by little. There is no textbook to go to on this novel coronavirus, as it's known, the COVID-19. But we know, Captain, that just as of just recently, yesterday evening, we have about 33,276 cases in the United States.
Out of how many people?
Out of about 350 million,
mm-hmm.
right, and about 400 people have died, 417 at last count, but 178 people have recovered, and you're right, the symptoms can be very mild, they may be non-existent, or they may be full-blown in these unfortunate cases that we've seen.
All depends on your immunity system, that's what has it going. If you got a weak immunity system, you're in trouble, otherwise you're okay. Now, we know America is retooling right now, we know auto plants are gearing up to make ventilators. We know other manufacturing plants are already making surgical masks, plus others are mass producing rubber gloves and things that the medical industry needs right now that they have a backlog in. And we know that, okay? So American industry is doing their job. But unfortunately, you can't do it all in, like, I don't know, a day, a two, three, four, five. It takes a week or two just to get the machines retooled and then get things going. But I do know that a shipment of surgical masks went out from a plant, from a manufacturer, a whole truckload of them to, I believe it was New York City over the weekend, and they're supposed to be delivered Tuesday.
Well, right, exactly. And, you know, the president, Captain, and one of his, I think it was earlier yesterday in his press conference, he was talking about a lot of companies are stepping up. A lot of people are contacting the federal government saying, we can do this, we can do that, we have things in storage, or we can begin manufacturing.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning to Catwoman and Road Dogg here in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Wait a minute, Mount Vernon, Texas. I said Illinois. Mount Vernon, Texas, and they got heavy fog down there as they got one more run to make before they know what they don't do or don't know what they're going to be doing next. But I'll be right back with more. How's this affecting you folks out there? Give us a jingle. And by the way, do you agree with the way things are being handled? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello, Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, you know, spring and summer are right around the corner, and I mean, we're almost there. I think May is just about, let's see here, almost a month and, 2 weeks away, thereabouts, something like that. But do you remember the things you used to do before your pain stopped you? Well, I do, and I think about this all the time because I used to be able to run, jump fast, and have all kinds of fun, but I can't do it anymore because of my bad wheels. But anyway, the thing that helps me, and it's helped me for 3 years and 11 months, is Relief Factor. Because it allows me to control my pain to where it doesn't bother me to the point to where I can't do walking, just simple walking and things that I want to do within reason. Now, obviously, I can't do everything I want to do, but I will tell you this. The great thing about Relief Factor is it's 100% drug-free. And it could be the answer to your simple back, neck, and hip pain, or any kind of pain due to aging, exercise, or even your everyday living. So I want you to check out the 3-week quick start. It's a trial pack, $19.95, 3 weeks. You order the 3-week quick start for the $19.95 by going to relieffactor.com/captain, the website relieffactor.com/captain, or you can give them a call at 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384, and just tell them the captain sent you, because they're going to ask you where you heard about it. Tell them the captain sent you, and there you go. So that's that story. That's the end of that story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got a caller. I'm not sure who it is, but let's go take it. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Bag Ann and Bob, Clearwater, Florida.
All right, I didn't recognize your number, but that's okay. What's up?
Anyway, this is going to be known as the month America stood still. And I want to know from what Kyle thinks about all this hurting Trump's chances in the election. And is what happened to the Democrats blocked the coronavirus relief bill, and why is that, and are they going to do a new one? All right. Bye.
Well, Kyle, I don't think it's going to hurt Donald Trump's chances in the election, because even the Democrats that are currently being told they can't work because of whatever the reason is are upset, and they know the reason why is because of the circumstances that presented itself that brought this about to begin with. Now, there is a story that's going to circulate today, and we might as well get it out there right away, get ahead of the curve, from Reuters. That's going to say that, the CDC position in China that was monitoring all these drugs that we were buying from China was vacated. And that would have made a big difference, because had the CDC person been there in China, we would have known about all this that was going on over there. Well, not necessarily, because guess what?
What's that?
The person that vacated the job in China, the monitor, if you will, for the CDC, the resident advisor, over there in Beijing, left their job over 6 months before all of this started, and nobody knew a thing, not a thing, about this at that time.
Well, exactly, and I think the president addressed this as well yesterday at his press conference, and he said they actually had increased the funding for the CDC and so forth. But also, I would add to that that after we knew of this outbreak and it became, unfortunately, undeniable,
they took immediate action.
That took immediate action, and the United States offered CDC experts to go to China. And it's my understanding, Captain, that the Chinese government denied those, or did not respond to those requests, did not want those experts to come over. And, of course, because they need to control the story and they need to control the narrative on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree. I on your other assessment, I don't think President Trump's chances are necessarily hurt.
No. Nope.
Because, again, the American people get to see their president commanding the situation,
yep,
with full knowledge of everything that's going on, yep, every single day.
And a USA Today poll that came out has the positive for Donald Trump handling the coronavirus situation at 55% to 43% negative. That's a plus 12 on his part, which is a shock, I'm sure, to the Democrats, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, well, it seems like everything that gets thrown at President Trump, whether on purpose with impeachment or through this series of events with coronavirus, they can't compute that, Captain. They don't understand why Trump is able to.
All right, and before I go to answer Eric's question, because he's popping a question in here in between things, we'll go to the second part of the question. The reason this thing did not come out of the Senate is because guess what the senators decided to add into the bill as they were loading it up to build the dollar figures up. What was it that they added to this bill, Kyle?
Well, I think they're adding Planned Parenthood.
That's right, the funding for Planned Parenthood. And by the way, Elizabeth Warren wanted the student loan forgiveness in there too, which would have brought this up to about $3 trillion. At one time, this thing could have been as much as $4 trillion, and that wouldn't have flown anywhere.
Well, exactly. And this, the American people will see as sort of an underhanded way to get your stuff, some pork, thrown into this bill, basically, that is a bill that is literally, it's the difference between people having a job and not having a job when all this is settling out here in the foreseeable future here.
Mm.
But it's just, it doesn't seem fair to the American people. This bill should go through such that the businesses and the workers are saved. But if you're going to try to tack stuff in there that's your own political thing, the American people are not going to be happy about that. And they're holding this up, and they got to stop it.
And Eric is asking, how does the CDC monitor drugs being produced in China if it is the Food and Drug Administration which has cognizant authority? Here's how. The CDC had a resident advisor in the U.S. Field Epidemiology Training Program in Beijing, whose job it was to be there and monitor and make sure that all the regulations and guidelines for the United States pharmaceutical-bound drugs were made as such. The FDA had no such person there. This person was working on behalf of them and was a representative of the CDC. There's your answer.
Right, exactly. And so, again, you know,
I think I even have the name here. Let me look real fast here.
Mm-hmm.
Name. No, but the Democrats are definitely going to come out with this story in Reuters today, and they're going to try to make it sound like as if the Trump administration blew it. Not true. Not true.
Well, they've got to find any narrative they can, and this will come, of course, from Mayor de Blasio, or it's going to come
from... Oh, de Blasio, give me a break. That guy's a freaking liar.
Well, see, but they're finding their angles. And I think, again, just like with the trying to put stuff into the stimulus package, they're finding their angles that they believe are going to help them politically. But I really do think it will backfire because people are not only worried about their jobs, they're worried about their health. And at a time when their commander-in-chief or their, mm-hmm. their chief executive, I should say, standing up there saying, we love you, we're going to be here for you, and meanwhile other people are just playing politics.
Okay.
Let's go
to de Blasio since you brought it up there. De Blasio ran his mouth yesterday and said New York wasn't doing anything. Right? Or, I mean, the president wasn't doing anything for New York, right?
Right.
Well, unfortunately for him, back in 2015, from the New York Post, okay, the state could have purchased an additional 16,000 needed ventilators for $36,000 apiece for a total of $576 million. Now, it sounded like a lot of money at that time. He shot it down, but how's that looking now?
Well, right. Well, this is from the governor's office there back in 2015. But, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, when you take a look at this, could this all have been predicted on this massive scale? And so if it's not okay for Trump to not have millions of ventilators or something sitting in a warehouse somewhere, well, it's the same thing for New York State or New York City. And so what they're trying to do right now is get these things where they need to be and ramp up production, whether that means having existing companies that don't make them right now tool up and make them. It's easier said than done, or get other companies that used to make them be able to make them more quickly, this kind of thing. But this kind of blame game that people in the media or elected officials are trying to do is just going nowhere fast because nobody cares about assigning the blame. They want to be able to get back to normal.
Well, that's exactly correct. And the other thing is that with the name blame that's going around, there's plenty to go around. Everybody is coming up with one angle or another, vice versa, and et cetera, et cetera. And I can definitely tell you that with some of the things that are going on, they certainly, in my humble opinion, are unconstitutional. And if somebody could start a class action suit against some of this stuff, I think they could win their case.
Well, very possible. This is a real test of what our Constitution is all about versus public safety. Exactly.
You bet. All right, hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And we got a lot of stuff going on here. A lot of people chiming in. There's two chat rooms that are going right now. Not one, two, and a whole bunch of individuals trying to comment on the Facebook page. So I'm going to try to catch up during this break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is ordering emergency medical facilities be set up in areas hit hard by the coronavirus. He says each of us has to be careful and follow the federal guidelines.
It is absolutely critical that Americans continue to follow the federal government's guidelines, so important, about social distancing, non-essential travel, and hand washing. Defeating this unseen enemy requires the help and commitment of every single American.
A massive spending bill to help with the coronavirus pandemic is stalled in the Senate after a procedural vote failed. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says an agreement is possible, hopefully, in the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, in the House, Democrats are moving forward with their own version of coronavirus relief. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Kyle Warren, and he's hanging on the phone right now. I'll get to him in a minute. I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. That's GEICO.com, Geico, GEICO.com. Now, they are the second largest insurer in the country when it comes to automobiles and trucks. And I can tell you that they can offer you coverage for your car, the truck you're driving, a motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, ski-doo, sea-doo. They'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent or by going through the website, Geico, GEICO.com. Now, go on over there, check them out. Type in your zip code. You'll find out who your agent is, first of all. And second of all, if you want to go ahead and get a quote right there on the website, you can do just that. And you'll find out how much money they can save you. And the great thing is if you bundle your insurance, your homeowner's or your renter's insurance, along with your car or your truck insurance, you are going to save money. Even more so. And you get a safe driver discount every year, and that adds up year after year after year after year after year. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. South Korea is rapidly becoming the model America should shoot for. Now, the downward curve has happened faster there than any other country in the world because of the actions that they took. What say you?
Well, what we understand how things went in South Korea, Captain, is that they essentially tested. They tested, I think, upwards of 300,000 people, and they would test them. They would determine who they might have been in contact with. They were very aggressive and vigorous at mapping out where everybody had gone and what other areas of the society might have been infected. And then I think they also used quarantining, of course, of those who did test positive, and they seemed to be able to get a real handle on all these different people, or rather a handle on the infection spreading. So there are those who are looking to see if the United States would want to start following a very similar model. However, part of that model structure, even from those, I think, who implemented it, is that, for example, in South Korea, they have a single-payer system, first of all. And second of all, the idea of civil liberties may also run into this as well. So, again, if you're looking at trade-offs between civil liberties and public safety, that's a huge debate that would rage here in the United States. But overall, there are some real positive factors from what South Korea did.
And let me give you an example of the over authority of some of these leaders, which is why I'm saying that somebody much smarter than me or you, maybe Judicial Watch or some other organization, maybe Freedom Works, something like that, could start a class action suit. Let me give you an example of what's going on in my backyard. Today, the Tampa mayor, Jane Castor, is going to, which her jurisdiction is the city of Tampa only, okay?
Uh-huh.
She's going to ask the Hillsborough County Legislature, the leaders, to issue a countywide stay-at-home order. Now, this is ridiculous, and it's coming over 5 University of Tampa students that all came down, tested positive. They didn't come down with anything. They tested positive for the coronavirus. Oh, it's an epidemic! Oh, we got to do some. Oh, panic! Oh! Or, you know what I mean? I mean, it's an irrational act, in my opinion, on her part. Because she has no authority to request anything in the county. And, oh, by the way, our governor in our state isn't even thinking remotely about doing that because there isn't any need to. The numbers don't justify the means. Hello?
Well, part of the thing of what we're going to see across the country is, they see this happening in different states or different county jurisdictions. For example, up in Santa Clara County.
Democrat,
that's right. Santa Clara, I know that in Los Angeles.
Democrat.
Yeah, Mayor Garcetti, he sort of came out to the microphone and wanted all this stuff. But I know that in my home of Orange County, California, all this came from the Orange County Health Officer, which seemed to instigate this or be done under her authority, basically. So, again, it wasn't any local mayor, like the mayor of Irvine or something like that, making that call, as far as I know. This came from the County of Orange as a blanket for all the cities in the county.
Well, with a couple of exceptions yesterday, and I saw all the different lists that came out there and whatnot, everything except for, let me see if I can find a list real quick. Everything except for a couple of states were Democrats. Ohio, of course, is a Republican state, but the governor they got there from someone that I know that is a resident of Ohio, isn't much of a Republican governor. Louisiana, I think, is a Republican. Is that correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Then again, they may not be. They may have a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature or something like that. I seem to remember something like that happening, but I could be wrong. So you've got Ohio, Louisiana, New York, California, Illinois, Connecticut, New Jersey that have all issued those orders. That involves 96 million people and the economies of 96 million people in those states. You know, you can't shut the economy down. You have to allow people the opportunity to make a living. And common sense people are going to do a couple of things. Number one, if they work at a job where they're dealing with the public, and I saw it yesterday when I stopped at a Subway to get a sandwich, the people had masks on that were doing the serving, and they also had their gloves on and a schmuck. Remember that, Steve Allen?
Oh,
but anyway,
yeah.
But anyway, they had all that on, and they were doing what they were supposed to be doing. I thought they were probably taking an extra precaution thereabouts, and it was fine with me. I had no problem with that. No problem at all. They had the handy wipes there, the instant sanitizer for your hands, and then they had the little wipes for the thing, and they said, and I saw a couple people take the wipes and wipe the door handle down as they walked out before they even touched the handle. They had that. So, you know, it is what it is.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think a lot of people would want to have some sort of choice. And again, this is where the intersection of freedom versus the government's power to curtail that in times of public emergency, like an infectious disease. But again, we're trying to figure out, you know, what happens 30 days from now if we've shut down the economy or we've shut down Las Vegas.
Well, they've shut down Las Vegas. They've shut down the economy. They've shut down the beaches in Florida, which, guess what, right now is the economy for those people at the beaches.
Exactly right. And so all that dovetails into, Captain, I think, the stimulus bill, that if these things are shut down, how do we bring it back? And the way to bring it back is to make sure that companies don't go out of business, that they can make payroll, that they can retain their employees. Now, on the Democrat side, it seems to be much more so, we don't want to do any of that.
They don't care about the companies. They want the people to be dependent upon the government, a.k.a. socialism, and they want the people to get the unemployment so that they stay on the government dole and they can control their destiny. That's the difference.
Precisely. That's exactly what's going on right before our very eyes. Most people across the highways and byways would prefer to work for the company they
work
for, keep their job, and when the dust settles on this, 30, 45, 60, maybe 90 days or more.
Well, it won't be that long. Yeah. I guarantee you within the next couple of weeks, people will be going back to work. I guarantee you there's going to be people going back to work because this curve, this 15-day period, we're halfway through it right now. I realize people are getting antsy, but we've already seen the curve in some of these states going backwards, including mine.
Well, right, exactly. And this is the idea, and I think this is why the president put that 15-day slowdown essentially into effect. But it's not without major consequences for the economy. What Mnuchin and the president's team are trying to get done is so that people go back to work and we get back to quote-unquote normal as we can get, as fast as we can get. But you're right. Getting people onto the government dole with massive unemployment is going to create a depression. I mean, this is absolutely the wrong way to go. But you got people like Bernie Sanders, you know, sort of lusting after all this stuff, going, oh, finally, we're going to finally have everybody be on the government payroll. This is madness.
How many times have you been tested so far for coronavirus?
Zero.
I've been tested twice because of, number one, my age group, and number two, because I've been going to a doctor almost every day because of my ankle situation that they've been taking care of for the past 2.5-3 weeks. So, you know, that's just a weekly thing, and it's no big deal. And they'll continue to do it because it's a risk, and they're just, you know, I'm in one of the, what do they call it, one of the test pools or something like that. But anyway, you're going to stick around, so hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. You're going to take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And Kyle will be with us for a little while because we got a lot more stuff to talk about on the Captain's America Third Watch. We've hardly even touched the tip of the iceberg. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck roll down the interstate, grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough, two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact, he's working class. Hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green, with a worn-out cracker box of DMC. Now
to Martin, and he's up on the other side of the border tonight. I was told yesterday that he was hung up over there in Canada. He was going to do some work in Canada for a while because he couldn't get back to the U.S. of A. because they weren't letting anybody back in. He'd been out in certain areas of Canada, and I totally get that one. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your local pilot, travel center, and Flying J Truck Stop. Remember, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, even though some of the states have closed down the inside the seating areas for dining and the truck stops, you can still get your to-go orders. They got the convenience stores going. You can get whatever they got there, hot meals, hot sandwiches, this, that, and the other, and take them out, and away you go, and they still got the truck parking in the parking lot. So no big deal there. No harm, no foul, so to speak. You just can't use the facilities inside when it comes to the dining area. But the showers are open. As far as I know, the laundries are open and still doing what they're doing in the truck stops, so that's all a good thing. Now, let's get into the weather because Kyle is hanging on the line there. I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix. Are you there, Kyle?
I'm here.
All right, here we go. A low-pressure system will move into California today with rain, thunderstorms, gusty winds, and mountain snow. Isolated strong thunderstorms and locally heavy rain for the south-central coast and mountain snow for the Sierra and Southern California mountains. Now, I can see snow right now in the San Bernardino Mountains. Are you getting snow there?
Well, up in the mountain areas, yes. We're just getting rain here in my neck of the woods. Started up about 5 o'clock local time.
Yep, and I see the rain.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it's going to stay with us here on and off through tomorrow, and then we got another system coming in around about Thursday or so.
And I see some winds along the coast where it's not raining, so a little bit of snow up in I-5, it looks like around Redding, and a little bit of snow going east out of San Diego up over that big mountain pass that goes up there before you drop down into Calexico, so there's some snow up in there tonight. Now, Nevada, folks, you got some wind there. No snow yet, but some wind blowing across there. Reno, you got some wind there tonight. Over in Arizona, some wind east of Flagstaff on I-40. Down below in along I-10, you've got a fire threat advisory for very dry conditions right now in New Mexico over to El Paso. And then the same thing exists tonight, believe it or not, up in Colorado for the southeastern corner of Colorado where it's extremely dry tonight. Now, it's very foggy across most of Kansas tonight. Most of Kansas is very dense fog. Catwoman and Road Dog told us about Mount Vernon, Texas, but I see fog not only in the Dallas Metroplex, but also along I-20 over into Louisiana, I-30 up to about, almost Arkansas, and all the way down to just north of San Antonio around Austin, it looks like. Dense fog if you're going that away. A little bit of rain tonight in Missouri. Might be some severe thunderstorms, looks like right now in northern Mississippi. So be advised of that. Got some wind in southern, Wisconsin. And then Kyle, where would you think it might be snowing other than California tonight?
Well, I think maybe up north, in the,
up north to me, right?
Yeah, up north to you, but I'm thinking, you know, Michigan, Montana.
No. It's New York State. It's the Poconos. The Poconos in Pennsylvania are getting snow tonight. There's a winter storm warning in the Catskills tonight for, Poughkeepsie West going out that way, and some general snow, Binghamton straight north up towards Albany, and then, up towards, Utica up into the Adirondacks. Over to the east, you've got a winter storm warning tonight in the Berkshires in Massachusetts and the northern part of Connecticut. It looks like there is some snow or rain mixed right now going on in parts of New Hampshire, and that should be going right along there. We should continue during the course of the day because it didn't mention that in the little transcribe that I just mentioned about the countryside, but there it is right now locally. It's like a low-pressure system off the Atlantic coast, and that's what it's doing right now over that way. So you guys that are out there, guys and gals, you be advised of what it is that's transpiring there tonight. And remember, when you see your pilot and your Flying J truck stop, pull on in there, because on the third watch, you get yourself a free cup of coffee. All you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. It's that simple. And Nelson's got it down to a T. You know, our buddy Nelson up there in Jasper, Kyle?
Oh, yeah.
He goes in every night, and he gets his free cup of coffee.
Very cool.
Yeah, he's got it down to a science. You got to... You got to hand it to Nelson, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, getting back to what we were talking about, the states that are talking about, you know, shutting everything down and they don't want anybody moving around and they want everybody to stay still and this, that, and the other, it's not going to happen. Sorry, there's too many things going on because people need to work. They can't sit there and wait for a couple of weeks for their check to show up. That maybe. And by the way, here's the other thing. Do you remember the stimulus checks that went out? Remember all that stuff?
Right, yeah, that was a few years ago.
Do you remember how long it took for that to take place?
It took months, unfortunately.
That's right. Yeah. What was supposed to take just a few weeks wound up taking 3 and 4 and in some cases 5 and 6 months to get the money to the people because they screwed it up the first time around. They didn't give people money that thought they should get it, and they had people protesting and complaining and hiring lawyers and all sorts of stuff for a measly $250. And this time around, we're talking about a minimum payment of $600 to as much as $3,000. And this is the other thing that's got it tied up, too, come to think of it. The Democrats want to make that a multiple payment thing, and the Republicans are saying, no, let's just do it once and see what happens, and then go from there.
Well, right. And then on the flip side of that, too, is the idea of trying to make sure that the tax breaks can be brought into this. Mm-hmm. And maybe even tax holiday. You know, our friend Tom Del Becero is writing about this.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of bringing a tax holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in other words, businesses need to have the notion that things are going to be favorable for them moving forward out of this outbreak, you know, shutdown thing. Mm-hmm. And if they don't feel like that, they could fold, not just because they're not getting the income, but because it's also uncertain.
It's all based on your 2018 tax return, number one, as to what you're going to get, and it's all based on income, number two. And I posted on my personal page yesterday, Matt Bruce, MATTBRUCE, I posted the two different ways, both in English and in Spanish, as to how you can apply for a Small Business Administration loan. They're available, and those loans, because you're in a federal disaster area where you're applying, are going to wind up becoming a grant over a certain period of time.
See, that's the key. That's the key, because sometimes businesses hear, well, I get a loan, but, you know, then can I pay it back with money I don't have, kind of thing, but you're right. And I think part of that is they need to retain their employees and so forth. It'll convert to a grant.
Very quickly, Steve in Thailand wants to know if we're doing anything to help Italy and their fight against the coronavirus. I think we sent a lot of medication around the world here lately.
Yeah, as far as I know, we can get more information on that. I know that, you know, generally speaking, whatever aid that the American government can give, they have. But I know that President Trump is very laser-beam focused on what's happening in the United States.
Yeah, we've sent some sort of, not vaccine, but it was some sort of treatment. I want to say it was the malaria drug that we sent over there that seems to be helping a little bit.
Right, exactly. And there's a lot of good, interesting stuff happening with that, and we might see something very good come out.
We'll talk about that on the other side of the break here. Okay, folks, Kyle Warren's going to stick around. We got a lot more to cover here. I mean, I haven't even hardly touched what we're going to talk about tonight. There's a lot more stuff going on. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.